Earth, sky.
With our amazing collection, which includes 4,000 animals and more than 40,000 plants, we believe that the San Diego Zoo is ideally positioned to serve as a living laboratory for biomimicry, inspiration, and design. And with the 5 million guests that come to visit us each year, we have a wonderful platform for education and raising awareness about biomimicry and how it can help the environment.
You are listening to Allison Alberts, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Alberts is Chief Conservation and Research Officer for the San Diego Zoo. She spoke to Earth Sky about the wonderful concept of biomimicry. That's design inspired by nature. Everything from paints to lotions to whole buildings can take a lesson from nature and how to live more sustainably, she said. She spoke with Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson.
I'm going to start with a very basic question. What is biomimicry?
The simplest definition of biomimicry is design that's inspired by nature. Biomimicry studies nature's best ideas and then applies these design principles to solving human problems. So biomimicry looks at the natural world not in terms of what we can extract from it, but in terms of what we can learn from it.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the big idea behind it? Why should designers and engineers look to nature for design inspiration?
The central idea behind biomimicry is that nature has already solved many of the problems that we're struggling with today, and that animals, plants, and microbes are the world's greatest engineers. So after 3.8 billion years of R&D, nature has found what works, and most importantly, what can last here on Earth. Every time innovators have looked to nature for inspiration, they've been able to develop products that require less energy, produce less waste, and are more efficient, which is good for the economy as well as being good for the environment.
What are a few examples of bio-inspired design or technologies?
I'd like to give you two examples of bio-inspired design. The first one involves termites. Termite mounds are self-cooling. They're actually able to maintain the temperature inside their nests to within a degree, even when the outside temperature might be fluctuating by 40 degrees or more. So by mapping the structure of the tunnels inside termite mounds, architects have been able to design high-rise buildings that actually have no air conditioning whatsoever, but they're able to stay cool using only 10% of the energy of a conventional building of the same size. Another example is the lotus leaf. The microscopic structure of a lotus leaf allows water droplets to bead up and roll off, washing away even the smallest specks of dirt. You can actually even squeeze glue onto a lotus leaf, and it's going to roll off without leaving a trace. So the lotus's ingenious design inspired a special paint called lotusan. Buildings that are painted with lotusan actually clean themselves every time it rains, so you don't have any need for detergents or other harsh chemicals.
Wow, those are both amazing sounding products. Where can you find these high-rise buildings that are built like termite mounds?
Well, there's a great example of a high-rise building that's inspired by a termite design in the Harare, which is the capital city of Zimbabwe. And they have actually been able to build a building there that uses the same structure in the way the building is designed that you would find inside the termite mound that results in the lack of a need for air conditioning and, of course, all the energy savings that goes with that. And they've really been able to reduce the cost of cooling that building because of that design.
So by having the human world be more efficient, that's a direct benefit to saving the species that we're copying.
Absolutely. We have a finite amount of natural resources here on Earth, and if we can use them in ways that are more efficient and less harmful to the environment, that's going to benefit not only wildlife, but people over the long term.
Right, and it's also a reason to keep these animals around because they have, you know, so many evolved, ingenious contraptions that we can use.
Right. If you take a biomimicry-focused approach, you begin to see the natural world as our largest R&D library and a great source of inspiration and design going forward. And nature has so many lessons to teach us that we haven't even begun to scratch the surface of the knowledge that's there.
So what is the San Diego Zoo doing to encourage the biomimicry movement?
With our amazing collection, which includes 4,000 animals and more than 40,000 plants, We believe that the San Diego Zoo is ideally positioned to serve as a living laboratory for biomimicry, inspiration, and design. And with the 5 million guests that come to visit us each year, we have a wonderful platform for education and raising awareness about biomimicry and how it can help the environment.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody comes to the San Diego Zoo, and, you know, I know that right up front you have these amazing flamingos and they're inspired by the flamingos. How can they take a closer look at some of these animals?
Well, we would need to work with on a case-by-case basis with whomever was interested in, you know, working with us most closely on bio-inspiration and that entire process. And so it would really depend on the question. If a company came in and was interested in designing more environmentally friendly skin products, maybe wanted to take a look at our 125 different species of aloe plants that we have at the zoo and the wild animal park, then we would find a way for them to engage with our horticulture staff, who know more about those plants than anyone else in our organization. If someone came in and was interested in developing a better adhesive that was less harmful to the environment and wanted to look at the microscopic structure of the toes on the 16 gecko species we have at the zoo, then we would have them engage with our experts who know more about those geckos than anyone else in the organization.
Mm-hmm. What's the zoo's vision for the future of biomimicry?
The San Diego Zoo has partnered with the city and local universities and nonprofits to foster nature-inspired research, education, innovation, and hopefully investment. Our vision is to have San Diego become a global biomimicry hub where people come to learn what nature has to teach us and to apply that knowledge to creating a more sustainable planet.
Mm-hmm. And I have just one more question. What's the most important thing that you want our listeners to know about biomimicry at the San Diego Zoo?
At the San Diego Zoo, we're excited about biomimicry because biomimicry provides hope for our world. As the demand for natural resources continues to increase, but supplies remain fixed, there's a growing cost to the economy and to the environment. If we want to survive and thrive in the future, we really need to learn to design new products, systems, and processes that are more efficient and environmentally sustainable. And we believe that biomimicry provides us with the path to achieving that goal.
You've been listening to Allison Alberts, Chief Conservation and Research Officer for the San Diego Zoo. Our thanks today to San Diego Zoo Global, connecting people to wildlife and conservation. For this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.